track my recovery, and I find that when I do so, my recovery isn't as good. One, I'm not that hungry in the morning, so fasting is better for me. Plus, it keeps my mind sharper. And then after 8, I just feel like it makes my sleep worse, and I don't feel that I recover the best the next day. Welcome everyone to today's episode on the Isaac Velez Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Today's going to be some of the daily habits that's led to my massive success. Today's habits are things that over time I've tried a lot of things. Some things work great, some things don't work as much, some things are overhyped, underhyped. And today I just want to walk through some of those things. So let's get right into it. So on my phone right here, I have my daily, it's called the Daily Practice. So it's on my notes app. It's very simple for me to access, but basically it just outlines the core things that have to happen in terms of planning, routine, and habits. So for example, I love to fast. So fasting is crucial for me to do every single day. Now, I usually do one meal a day. Now, I don't always do that. So sometimes if I have the problem of eating twice a day, I like to set minimums. So I fast for at least 16 hours. So in the event that I have to go out for a brunch, I know that I can eat maybe 8 to 4 window. Let's say I know I have a dinner at 7. Well, then I would only eat from 11 to 7. Well, dinner, so I'd say probably 12 to 8 or 1 to 9. So I have these rules and guidelines in place so it doesn't constrain me in case I have to be flexible, but at the same time, it holds me to a certain kind of standard. So let's just go over it. And I'm going to talk about some of the things that I think are super important. And then I'm also going to talk about some things that I've tried that maybe I think are still important, but I don't necessarily have on this daily practice. So minimum 16-hour fast. I don't eat before or after 8. What that means is I don't eat before 8 a.m. and I don't eat after 8 p.m. Now, I typically go to bed early, so 8 p.m. is kind of like where I'm starting to wind down for the night. But the reason I do this is I've read some research and looked into some studies, as well as I use this Whoop to track my recovery, and I find that when I do so, my recovery isn't as good. One, I'm not that hungry in the morning, so fasting is better for me, plus it keeps my mind sharper. And then after 8, I just feel like it makes my sleep worse, and I don't feel that I recover the best the next day. So that's kind of the reason I have that don't eat before or after 8 rule. And then the fasting is, you know, at least 16-8 is the most common ratio. And for me, that's a good bare minimum. And it's very easy for me to hold that standard. Now, when it comes to my work routine, I have what I call the Velez method. And so that's basically joining a couple things. One, Pomodoro blocks. I love Pomodoro. All right, it's 25 minutes of work to 5 minutes of rest ratio. Some people do this in 50 minutes work, 10 minutes rest. Some people do 90 minutes work, 20 minutes rest. Do whatever works for you. I do 25 minutes because, you know, sometimes I'm jumping from meeting to meeting or I have calls and stuff like that. And so what I like to do is just have specific short sprints that I'm not too worried about being interrupted. And that's a great system that anyone can apply. So again, 25 minutes of work to 5 minutes rest is the common ratio. Now, the next one is the Pareto principle. So 80% of outputs come from 20% of inputs. The great thing about this is you focus on what gives you the most results, right? You're maximizing effectiveness. So you kind of look at, what am I doing during the day that's doing the best for me? What if I focus on that would make my life so much better because it has such more substantial weight? And so with the Pomodoro, it's all about dedicating time to the things that not only matter most, but also result in the most change. Next is time blocking. So it's segmenting the day. If I look at my calendar, I have my sleep segmented, I have my morning workout, I have my morning routine of getting ready, I have commutes, I have meetings, I have schedules for learning, I have schedules for deep work. Everything that I do happens during the day. Everything that happens during the day is blocked off on my calendar. So what I do is the night before, and I'll get into this in a little bit, the night before I arrange my calendar so I know exactly what minute is happening, or what's happening at every minute. And this is sort of similar to like zero-based budgeting, where you assign every dollar to a category rather than just let the dollars kind of float around. And I find this to be better because you become more cutthroat with your time. And you do this with social stuff too. Like if you want to watch a movie or you're going on a date or even just quality time with, you know, a friend, all of this you put on the calendar. Now, I used to color coordinate my calendar. I don't do that anymore. I find that it's not as necessary. I basically just separate by category. So my business is aqua. My personal is brown. And then I have some other stuff that goes in different colors. Anyways, that's time blocking. It's great. Work in progress, or WIP, is a newer thing I've added. It's three major tasks per day. So the night before, I'm going to skip to my nightly routine. So nightly routine, I wind down, I go to sleep. So wind down just means no like deep work, like more like mundane task. I'm not thinking as much. And then I'm kind of relaxing. If I have to do grooming, that sort of stuff, all that happens, go to sleep. I have three non-negotiables for both morning and night, but we skipped tonight, so we'll go ahead and go over those. I have 10 minutes of visualization meditation. What that is you kind of put some, you know, some like low hertz music, basically the ones that are emitted during deep sleep, and you close your eyes and you picture yourself accomplishing something. You picture what you want, a scenario, how it feels, how you feel, right? So you basically just imagine success, or you imagine what you want to be, or you imagine you in a certain environment. And so I do this for 10 minutes to kind of remember where I'm going and, you know, what that feeling's like. And it also makes you enjoy that feeling a little more and enjoy the process a little more. So 10 minutes success visualization. This is a newer thing for me. I really enjoy it. I haven't been as consistent as I would like to be, but I'm working on making sure that I do that more so every day than kind of every other day, which has been the typical pattern for me. Next is organize materials for next day. So getting my gym clothes ready, getting my bag packed if I have to travel or if I'm going to a coffee shop, making sure that I have everything I need in place the night before allows it to be just so much easier the next morning to just hop up and go because everything is ready. Right, charging everything, prepping everything, packing everything, all that is done. Lastly, organized calendar, like I mentioned before, and to-do list. So I use reminders for my to-do list, and I use Google Calendar. I fluctuate between Google Calendar and Apple Calendar, but given that our business operates with a lot of Google Workspace, Google Calendar makes it so much more easy to integrate with everything that we do. So organizing calendar is blocking off the calendar stuff like we talked about before, and the to-do list is just those three tasks of, you know, tomorrow it says, I need to accomplish X, Y, and Z. The reason I do this is because I can do more work, but I know if I do that, I'm advancing myself, so I don't feel bad if something comes up or I can't accomplish more. And if I'm able to, I can accomplish more tasks at my own leisure, but I know that those three things are critical to get done, and so I make sure I have a priority of getting those three things done at the bare minimum. Now, let's go back to the morning, since we haven't talked about that. My morning routine is I wake up at 5, I, you know, get ready, get my stuff, get in the car. I go to the gym and I work out. I work out every morning for 45 minutes. It's mostly just weight. Sometimes I do a little bit of cardio like boxing. I work out from 5:30 to 6:15. And then 6:15, I do a quick shower, wash my face, you know, do my hair, whatever. And I'm done in about 15 minutes. So by 6:30, I'm ready to get my day started. I've gotten ready and I've worked out and I'm ready at 6:30. Non-negotiables, wake up at 5. It's hard when you go to bed really late for some reason, you know, like some whatever the situation is, to wake up early. But I find that keeping that balance of just naturally trying to wake up at 5 has been better than try to sleep in and recover the sleep done. And usually my way of like recompensating for not getting sleep is just going to bed earlier the next day. So trying to get up at 5 a.m. every day has been crucial for me. And it works pretty well. Sometimes I have cycles where like 2 days I might not do it. Typically it's weekends if something happens, so I might get up at 7 or 6:30. But Monday hits and that just has to reset instantly. There's not really a negotiating. That's the whole point of the non-negotiables. Cold shower wakes you up. Great. I love them. Well, I hate them, but I also love them. And mindfulness meditation, 10 minutes of this. So the difference between the two meditations I do, and I've looked at all the types. These are the two that work for me. You might have others like guided meditation, active meditation. There's a bunch. Mindfulness is basically just you bring attention to your thoughts and you just let them kind of flow. So I do this because in the mornings I'm creative, and so I want to feel what's going on, what I've been processing through the sleep. So I just listen to my thoughts. There's no judgment. There's no, you know, trying to analyze. You just listen to your thoughts and you kind of sit there in a stillness. So I do that typically when I'm, you know, like between my drive, after my drive, but before going to the gym, just sitting in the parking lot for a little bit. I tend to do it there. It's worked for me. Now, again, with the visualization meditation, I haven't been as consistent as I want to be. So that's been something, but it's something that I continually progress. But I think it's been great from when I have done it. So that, well, there's one more thing. The focus areas. So each day of the week has different focus. And so I'm going to pull up my calendar real quick and just let you guys know what's going on. So if we look at my calendar, what we're looking at is today's Monday when I'm recording this. Mondays are analyze, edit, replenish. Tuesdays are learn, memorize, and study. Wednesdays are innovate, record, and script. So I'm supposed to be recording on Wednesday, but I feel like recording today. Thursdays, another learn, memorize, study. So these are days that I'm listening to podcasts, audiobooks, going through courses, whatever it is to increase my wealth of knowledge, I'm doing it Tuesdays and Thursdays. I also take psychology classes. So I like learning about the mind, you know, helping you guys, the clients that I work with. I go into the mind and this sort of stuff. So learning psychology has also been beneficial for me to help you guys even more. So I do those Tuesdays and Thursdays. Fridays, strategy, tactics, and vision planning. Saturdays is kind of end of the week. You need to close, finish, and optics, right? It's just like getting things done that were overdue. Sunday's about organizing, planning, reflecting, kind of just like setting the mood for the next week to come. So every single day of the week has three things that they're the themes of the days, the focus areas. And so that kind of sums up the daily practice. Now, it might sound long to some, short to some. I find that you shouldn't try to worry about doing 20 steps a day, 20 things in a routine in a day, because when you mess up, the bounce back's a lot harder when the bar is a lot higher. And so when you have things that are important, you kind of start just making sure that those get done, and then you're not as worried about it. So you can do more. Like, I used to have a non-negotiable of journaling, non-negotiable drinking 30 ounces of water and this sort of stuff. But I find that just seeing so many things on a list just doesn't have equal weight to everything. So I know I need to drink water during the morning, and I usually do because I go to the gym and I have a water bottle. The journaling I try to do as well. But I find that making it 3 to 5, like the most important steps, I find that you become more successful in doing them a lot more often, at least to the point where if you've done them for like a couple of years, maybe then you start adding some more. But keeping it simple just allows for a little more flexibility, especially, you know, if you're a younger person and you're trying to like ramp up a lot of growth stuff, there's a lot of fluctuation and not so much stability. So that's an argument that I would have. But again, I would say that I would talk about some of the things. Journaling, I do really enjoy. I haven't done it as much recently as I used to. Actually, in here, I have probably 3 journals filled with just writing stuff. So this journal right here, this one's 192 pages. I have filled all the way until 170 pages. So this has been a while ago. So this one was from 2021 to 2022. And I would write, you know, my life motto, which was transform dreams into goals, take calculated risk, live in the present, work with ambition. I can't read my handwriting. Act with passion, work with ambition, love unconditionally, exist as an agent of change, to lead a self-translucent life of servant leadership to change the world. 5 principles of wisdom, justice, courage, moderation, and the gentleman. The daily quote, if you want to do this with your life, you have to believe you're necessary. People want what we have to give them. They'll be mad at you for standing out, but they'll love you if you give them what they want. And you'll always be criticized no matter what you do or how you do it. So that was just a quote I read from the book, and I thought it was pretty important because, again, a lot of us care so much about the opinions of others, and people are always going to judge us no matter what we do. I'm judged for doing this. I'm judged for not doing this. You know, there's a lot of things that we're judged upon. And so this quote was just a reminder to me that, you know, we have to believe that what we do is good and that what we do is needed. And so the importance of these quotes was just always reminding that I wasn't alone in these thoughts. Three gratitudes. I think gratitude journaling was pretty good for me too. I am grateful for knowledge. I'm grateful for who I am. And I am grateful to be necessary, kind of in line with the daily quote. Next steps, people hear what they want to hear, you know, increase your perception to others, letting others see you for who you are, and build a rapport by being authentic and not being afraid of those that do not care what you have to say. And that's, again, the same thing, just making sure that I stay authentic, that I stay with the right messaging. That was the importance. The strategic free flow was just kind of like my little free bullets, because, again, I did change this framework several times. You know, everything I've done, every line that I've crossed, I do it again because I am fine with what's in my soul. You know, they stay in your lane, so you'll always, or stay in your lane, you'll always win in the end, but you always have to keep pushing through because no one else can do it for you. So again, very thematic. If I find a quote, I typically ran with it and just kind of applied it to my own life. The life motto and the daily quote and the five values was the same thing every day as a repetition of this is what I believe and this is who I am and this is what I do. So the daily quote would change based on the day, but the life motto and the five values was always the same. Now, the three gratitudes was also there every day, but the gratitudes would change. I used to do one insightful thought, which was kind of like a quote. So the first rule is to keep an untroubled spirit. The second rule is to look at things and see them for what they are. This was April 19th of 2022. And so these are the kinds of things that, again, I'm thinking about. And this is a daily basis. And I've been, you know, holding the Stoic values for years because consistency is an important thing. But sometimes when you don't have as much time with these things, you have to reemphasize the importance because the brain is, you know, the concept of neuroplasticity is fascinating. But the brain needs to be able to continue and continue building upon things. So heightening the way we do things is great for learning quickly. And repetition, for the important things, I have found to be great. Now, it's not the most effective tool for learning, but when it comes to who you are, right, that idea of affirmations, but true affirmations, things that you actually hold dear, not just lies to yourself, have been fundamental for me. And so I don't journal as much as I would like to, if we're being honest here. But when I did journal, I mean, I was journaling every day. Like here I'm going, you know, March 2nd, March 3rd, March 4th. And it's the same thing. Again, the life motto, the daily quote, the three gratitudes. Back then I had how to grow. And the strategic free flow was just writing. But nowadays I typically write for about 5 minutes when I can. And I do it on the iPhone actually got a new app of like journal. So I journal on there for about 5 minutes and then I consolidate. And what I've been starting to do is post it on Twitter and Threads. If you guys want to follow, it's Twitter is Velez Media Group, and Threads is the same as the Instagram, Isaac Antonio Velez. But there I post my daily reflections when I post them, just kind of what I'm thinking. And it's mostly messages to myself, but it's a great way of putting my thoughts out there in the world, just like true, unfiltered me, just daily thoughts. So journaling, great, highly recommend it. Gratitude journaling, or at least sending, someone does this to you. You text people, like three people, that you're grateful for them every morning. And I found, I've tried a little bit. I found it to be pretty cool. It's kind of nice because, you know, you warm people's day up, you're doing the good thing, you're doing the good deed sort of deal. But the journaling has been great. I also, you know, had the routine of like vitamins. I had the routine of stretching. I have a Hyper Ice, one of those, you know, massage guns. I used to do that for 10 minutes every morning. Tai Chi, I've tried. A lot of things, a lot of them have been great. Most of them have been great, but the ones that I outlined have been the most important and impactful. So I hope this was helpful. I know I talked about a lot of stuff, but I just think it's important to know what goes into the day-to-day of what I do. And now you guys know. So those have been the great things that have helped with my success, those daily habits. So thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate your time. Veni, Vidi, Vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. That concludes today's episode on The Isaac Velez Show. If you enjoyed this episode and it provided you with value, we appreciate it if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and share this episode with one person. We are grateful for all the support that you provide. And if you are serious about improving your life, check out our coaching at www.isaacantoniovelez.com. Until next time, that's it for today's episode.